Why would you even bring that up?
63.
Like, well, the reporter knew what he was doing. They
I guess so.
Maybe not Jamar sugarcoat.
Well, answered by Jamar, but like
job. Jamar doesn't bite his tongue. He's
not
a guy who's
baby
speak.
Oil it.
You could see Jamar Chase.
Baby oil it.
And by the way, he got off to a slow start because of holding out in training camp and trying to get new money, which he didn't get. He's got to put Mike Brown is cold, man.
I don't know. Jamar Chase looks pretty good.
No, he looks pretty good. But it wasn't
so the first
best.
2 weeks.
Okay.
The first 2 weeks, I'm saying he got off to a slow start. I said he got off to a slow start the first 2 weeks of the season.
2 minutes. Wasn't even the best play of the weekend, though. That 17-year-old wide receiver for Alabama, Ryan Williams. Are you kidding me?
And
it might have been one of the greatest catches of the year, and the move after it was 17 years old, Bonte. What were you doing at 17? Doing that against Georgia?
No, I was not deaf. I was playing with Georgia on the NCAA Game Breaker. Champ Bailey, I would play him on both sides. That's what I was doing
I
at 17.
Champ Bailey at Georgia.
I played him on both sides. Play him corner wide receiver.
Who was the, no, Sean Moreno was the other running back
but
I loved.
But they had Robert Edwards at the time,
no, but
who
I'm
was rookie
about
of the year.
Georgia
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah, but Robert Edwards was
in.
Rookie of the year with the Patriots. They had Quincy Carter. They had some ballers on that team.
Quincy
ballers.
Carter? Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long
that's
time.
That's what I was doing at 17. I was playing with Georgia, not against Georgia. Oh, what a game that was. What a game. All right, how many minutes do we got to a break, two?
Jamar Chase, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I just said, first 2 weeks he got off to a slower start. He didn't come out of the gates.
CeeDee Lamb, who also held out 32 targets, yep. Looks like 20 catches, 316 yards, 2 touchdowns. There's a lot of guys playing really well right now.
They also get force-fed, right? Would you say they get a lot more targets than Ayuk?
Well, yeah, that's how their offenses are. Yeah.
You know,
they're
built
differently. Yeah.
They're built differently.
Brian Thomas looking good for Jacksonville. Not bad.
Remember Brian Thomas, Jacksonville wanted to trade for Ayuk. And then at Pro Day, I sent you guys a video where they sat down with Brian Thomas and they sat down with our boy Malik Nabers. And who was it? Cameron Wolf was interviewing these guys down at LSU Pro Day. And Cameron Wolf goes, I just talked to an executive. And they say you, Brian Thomas Jr., reminds them of Brandon Ayuk. Remember that?
Yeah.
I said it was like, oh, wow. So maybe they just said, you know what? We can go get Brandon Ayuk right here at 17 overall.
It is interesting, though, because all these receivers, Nico Collins, who's leading the NFL, has almost 500 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, all these guys that got new contracts, that a lot of them are playing really well right now. Nico Collins, top of the list of receivers right now. Malik Nabers, number 2, who was the rookie. Juwan Jennings, Justin Jefferson, number 4. Jaden Reed, 5. Godwin, 6. CeeDee Lamb, 7. Chase at 9. I mean, there's a lot of guys that we talked about all offseason getting money, and they're all at the top of the leaderboards here.
See, Brandon Ayuk, 31st in the league in targets. Yeah, 25 targets so far. Juwan Jennings, 27 targets. Deebo Samuel, 24 targets. So they've been spreading the wealth. Jerry Jeudy, 14th on the list with 30 targets.
Wow.
Just 197 yards receiving. Not good. And he got paid. Drake London, 31 targets, 200 yards. But you look at Malik Nabers, 52 targets. Nico Collins, 43. Deontay Johnson, 39. Got Cooper with 37. Garrett Wilson, 34 targets. But Garrett Wilson, 34 targets, just 191 yards.
They could use another receiver.
Amara St. Brown, 32 targets, 207 yards. Oh, bye-bye. All right. Vinny, West Oakland Sam. We'll get to you guys on the other side here on The Roast, brought to you by Veranda. The Veranda in Concord. What is the Veranda? You know about that, Cam? What is that, a bar, club? No?
It's called the Veranda.
The Veranda? What is it?
Clean it up, Auntie.
It is a shopping plaza out in Concord off of Highway 680. It's a great
place
to check out.
I had no idea.
Got movie theaters, got escape rooms, got all sorts of restaurants and stuff, shopping. It's a cool place.
Yeah, there's a pre-record attached to it. That guru explains everything.
Come on, man. You got Larry Jordan in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. Listen to the story I'm about to tell.
Usher was in the Bay Area this weekend.
Was he?
It's at the Oracle Arena.
These are my confessions.
E40 came out with them.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody got dolled up. I saw it on Instagram, man. A lot of people went to the, I think Casey D'Lo drove down from Sacramento, got out there.
It was where?
Oracle Arena.
Oh, it was at Oracle. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But it was, you know, Usher's doing his tour thing, and, you know, I was just, you know, I was thinking, it's like, damn, it's these could go down very, very soon.
What do you mean?
Whoa. He deleted a lot of tweets.
Is he part of the Puff thing? Uh-oh. So much baby oil.
You talking about Usher here?
Yeah.
Well, he was connected with Biebs. And then there's that whole thing.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe I knew it and I didn't
remember. But ain't nothing you can do about it.
Not good.
Yeah.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Not good.
Why do I have to clean it up?
Who needs to clean it up? The Puff Daddy estate. That's what needs to be cleaned up.
I mean, I think it has been cleaned up.
Shut up.
I watched the McMahon doc. I'm a couple episodes in.
Please don't say anything.
I'm not. I just want to say, whenever the Puff one comes out, I don't know. I think it's going to be popular.
Well, I think the Puff didn't 50 sit. Doesn't he have something coming out of Puff? I know Cam knows. Cam's tapped in like that. Cam's tapped in. Cam, get on the mic.
You mean 50, the guy that's been going at Puff for a decade?
Yeah, 50 has a documentary that he's working on. I mean, honestly, you know, 50's, you can't tell if 50's trolling or if he's legit trying to get justice for these people. I think he's trolling because he hates Diddy. He wants to take him out. He wants to take over New York.
Yeah. So Diddy was on the Breakfast Club one time. And Charlamagne Tha God was like, so what's this, you know, 50 Cent beef? He goes, well, you know, he's mad. I want to take him shopping. And like 50 was like, yo, this dude want to take me shopping. It's like, yo, like, what man says, hey, I want to take you shopping? Like, what's going on here? And so Diddy's like, yeah, I want to take him shopping. He needs some nice clothes. Yada, yada, yada. He like said something that's like, all the stuff was coming out. It's like, whoa.
Diddy's always been weird, Bonte. Yeah, going back, can't stop, won't stop. Like, the South Park's been making fun of him for 20 years. Everything about
him. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I could sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
So glad I didn't ride with Bad Boy in the 90s.
No, I don't think anybody did on the ones.
He told you all along that they were bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't do that.
What was the one? Bad Boy. Yeah. He's like clinging to glasses.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Stop it.
Look, Black Rob. I respected Black Rob. I like Shy Bo.
Whoa.
I like Shy. G Depp had a time. G Depp had a time. Special delivery. Keep my wrists all glittery. Like, I wasn't that, even though the intro to that song was like a minute and a half of just Diddy screaming, Bad Boy, I try to tell y'all. And it's like a minute and a half of the beat. I'm like, bro, get to the song. So there were some people in Bad Boy I did like. By the way, Media Day's happening at Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins spoke.
Looks like he got a haircut.
Anthony Slater is saying, wait till you get this next one. Anthony Slater, Athletic, our 95.7 Game Insider. Low-key Andrew Wiggins interview opens up GSW Media Day. Asked if he needs a scoreboard for this team. Wiggins said, more than I did last year for sure. He averaged career low 13.2 points a game. Said he needs to be better efficiently. He needs better efficiency, aggression, and Kerr wants more usage. He goes, all of the above, I want it all. So
He said he'd have to score more than 15 a game?
Oh, he's going to score.
I mean, really, put yourself like out there, Wiggs.
No, you guys sell stock. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Out a little. He's getting back to the player that he was 2 years ago.
All-star.
May not be an all-star.
Okay, then.
At least 20 points a game, though? Something like that?
I mean, it can't be any worse.
I go 17 and a half to 19.
I'd take the 19.
I'd take the 17 and a half, but I'm buying stock at Andrew Wiggins. Mighty Poole reporting, ABC Sports Bay Area. Warriors center Kevon Looney.
Uh-huh.
Who looks like he's in phenomenal shape. You guys see this guy?
Good.
He looks amazing right now.
We all love Kevon Looney. It was a tough year last year.
Looney will fire up a few threes this season.
Whoa!
Says he shot 400 to 500 per day during offseason workouts at UCLA. Now, you guys are laughing. I love how you guys are laughing at my Warriors.
I hate you, Spadoni.
Okay, I know you guys are laughing. And we got this guy laughing on the board. It's okay. You know what they did last year in the playoffs?
They were in the playoffs.
The Warriors didn't make the playoffs.
They lost
in
five games.
Come on.
They lost in five games. They're in a play-in too.
We lost.
But Kevon Looney, honest to God, I'm not kidding you guys when I say this. When I watch him in pregame warmups and I watch his pregame routine before the game, it's before the fans are in the arena, and he's shooting the shot, I'm like, Looney, why don't you shoot the game? Yeah. It looks natural, the midi, the threes. So I'm actually excited about this prospect. If he can hit a few threes, space the floor a little bit, guys are not guarding him. Shoot that thing, Looney. Shoot it. Let's go. Shoot it. Wiggins chopped the hair off. He looks good. He's got the low cut. Perfect lighting. Let's go. Let's go.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
So cue up the Steiny. Can Kuminga and Wiggins coexist as perimeter scorers for the Warriors?
Well,
Tuesday, October 19th.
They did coexist last year. They did. They coexisted pretty well last year when everybody said they could. Wow, Klay Thompson, that media day in the Mavericks uniform looks so strange. Let's get back to the Niners. Back to the Niners.
You know, I love Klay. Ah, oh, boy, that's a tough situation for him in Dallas.
Why is that?
Because the fact, like, you're praying for Luka and Kyrie to play nice. Forget, like, Klay independent. Just throw them to the side. Like, do we really trust Kyrie and Luka to, like, amicably have multiple seasons of kumbaya?
Well, it was called kumbaya last year.
Oh, no doubt.
And let me tell you, so I'll say this. And we'll get back to the
He's
Niners.
Got a 3-year deal with them? Yeah,
I asked Festus about it because Festus hung out yeah, with what them in say? Africa. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, so Klay, this and that. And we had a long, extensive conversation about Klay Thompson. And Klay was watching Maverick's video out there. He was watching on YouTube and he goes, look, Festus, if that's me in that spot, I'm banging that three. I'm nailing that. Look at the looks I'm going to get. So his eyes were getting bigger and bigger and bigger as you watch more of Mavs film. And I think Luka will take a little off the gas pedal saying, I got Klay Thompson over here shooting threes. Luka loves triple doubles. Kyrie Irving loves dropping dimes. Like, there it is. Kyrie and Klay talking right here. I'm looking at the video. It's a good spot for him. I think it's a good spot for both teams, Warriors and the Mavericks. So we'll see.
I don't want to be a hater. I'm not trying to be one. That's not what I'm trying. I'm just saying I have a hard time seeing him play out all three full seasons.
That's long term. That may not happen.
That's all I'm saying.
That may not happen. But I think it's a good fit.
And I feel like a hater saying that out loud.
Well, I just, you know, if he doesn't finish all 3 years, trades happen. Karl-Anthony Towns just got traded over the weekend, for crying out loud.
You think the Warriors were in on that?
Dante DiVincenzo was traded after a season with the New York Knicks. They just gave him a contract last year, and he's already gone.
In the words of Tony Soprano, Dante DiVincenzo is an American hero, and in this family, he's respected.
So, there you go. He didn't make it 2 years with the New York Knicks, and he had all his buddies from college there. So, if Klay Thompson finishes with the Mavericks, yeah, it would be a surprise for 3 years. But for now, he's with Luka and Kyrie, and I think he's going to see some wide open threes. Wide open. 40% from the 3-point line is not off the table for him. All right, back to the Niners. What's Oakland said? What's happening? I'm excited about basketball. We got everything going on right now, man. This is my time.
Hey, what's up, my brothers?
What's up, what's up, my brothers?
Hey, man. First and foremost, I want to say rest in peace to Kemba Mutombo.
Yeah.
It means a lot to me. I'm a firstborn. Literally, first born in my family. My family's from Ethiopia, and I was born in the Fillmore, right across from the Fillmore Towers, right across from the McDonald's in Fillmore.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My parents
I know exactly
used to have
where
one, and my parents used to have a one bedroom apartment, and my pops used to be in the Ethiopian Navy, and it's two people that my pops ever cared about growing up playing basketball was Bill Russell, because my pops was in the Ethiopian Navy. And he used to literally run to watch Bill Russell videos. And the second player that my pops always used to talk about was Dikembe Mutombo because of what he did for Africans, period, in terms of basketball. And so my pops used to coach Ethiopian basketball team where we would get ready for the Ethiopian soccer tournament every year. And he used to coach a team in Bushrod, Ethiopian basketball team. Every Saturday you would catch us playing basketball and soccer at Washington School on 61st and Shattuck. And Mutombo was the my pops is 73 now, and he loved Mutombo. And the first person I called after you guys dropped Mutombo passed away was my pops. He still works. He still works right now at the Hayward Auction. And I called my pops, and I was all like, guess what, pops? Mutombo passed away. And he was like, no, no, no. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I just want to say that to a first-generation Ethiopian-American, somebody like Mutombo represented a lot of us growing up in the 90s. Bonte, I know you grew up, I know you spent a little bit of time in the film where you grew up in the film. I don't know. Yeah, but there was a lot of Habeshas. There's a lot of Ethiopians in the Fillmore.
Oh, I know. Right there, and the Grinds Cafe, right there on, what is it, Eddie and Fillmore, right there on the corner where the 31 goes, the 31 Balboa.
Right off of Golden Gate, all that, And so, that's my love to Mutombo. Rest in peace, Mutombo. Now, to go to Brandon Ayuk, what type of precedents do we set whenever somebody works for a contract that they want their whole life? Brandon Ayuk worked for a contract last year that he wanted for his whole life. Whether it was time for him to get the contract or not, he worked for something his whole life, and he deserves that contract. Whether or not he starts off slow or whether he started off hot, I'm never checking the pockets of a man that worked for something his whole life, which is what Ayuk. You see the flag on the back of his helmet? Speaking of Mutombo, you see the flag on the back of
Ayuk's flag?
That's a Cameroonian. That's a Cameroonian flag on the back of his helmet. That means a lot for first-generation Africans that come to America. So he's not fulfilling not only a prophecy for himself, but for his family. So let's look at the deep root of it. I don't want to pocket watch any NFL player that worked their asses off to make it to this point.
Yeah.
And he deserves that contract because, do you remember his first game? The first game of Brandon Ayuk that I remember was whenever we was at the preseason game against the Eagles, and everybody was like, who is this jumping over the DB? He literally hurled over the DB, and we were so excited about Ayuk. We were like, who is this guy that Shanahan and Lynch found in the, I forget what round, the second round, like wherever they found Ayuk at. And now that Ayuk worked for a contract, now we want to question what his status is.
I hear you, West Oakland Sam. I hear you. Look, it's a production business. The game you're talking about was a Philadelphia Eagles game in the regular season during the pandemic season when there was no fans. It was Sunday Night Football, and Nick Mullins was starting, and he threw away a lot of money there because he was awful when there started to be a controversy. Could Nick Mullins be the quarterback of the 49ers? Stop. But, you know, interesting perspective there. Interesting perspective about Brandon Ayuk. I hadn't thought about that. Let's go to Vinny in Motown. Vinny, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Hey, first things first, a win is a win. I'll take an ugly loss. I mean, an ugly win or a blowout victory. A win is a win to me. So we looked good yesterday. We looked like we were back on track. That's why the Rams game really hurt us. And we see that Minnesota was not just we didn't really get, like, you know, that was one of those, hey, look what they did to the Texans. Look what they did to the Packers. So I think Minnesota's for real, but I hope we see them again down the road. But my take on it is, I think when you look at like the O-line, some of the O-line stuff that's going on that I've heard a couple of people saying, hey, the O-line's not doing their job or they're not doing great. I think the way that you see Brock Purdy waiting for a lot of these long developing plays is I think Brock Purdy's taking that next step in his maturation is he's looking down the field. He's saying, you can see that he's getting a little bit more greedy. He's saying, I want the long ball. I want the deep ball to Jennings. And he's not just going for them check downs. I've seen a couple of plays where I'm like, man, he could have checked it down to Mason real quick, but that's something that like maybe Brock coming in for Jimmy G when he got hurt will do, or the following season. And I think you can tell that Shanahan's letting him go a little bit. And that's where some of the O-line, some of those sacks is like Brock's waiting a little bit longer, taking a little more, a couple seconds where that O-line, I think they're going to have to adjust to it and say, look, when this kid doesn't go to his first, second, or third option, like we got to keep pass protection. Now we got to find another guy to block because he's going to scramble. So I think when Feliciano gets back, hopefully midseason, we can shore up some of that line and be even better. And I think the injuries to me are I hate injuries, but injuries are a part of the NFL. Injuries always happen. You seen yesterday with like a Rashee Rice going down, probably possibly out for the season. That's just part of the game. But injuries where people are like, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter, 49ers reporters over the summer, 49ers got some depth now. 49ers got some cornerback depth. And I just feel like those guys, the Renardo Greens or the Mustafas that are coming in and are backing up and playing right now, I think it's crucial that they go through some of these growing pains where, hey, maybe they are a little hyped up on a special teams when they're supposed to get down there and make that tackle and they miss, or they blow through. Like I think Mustafa blew through one of the lines yesterday and couldn't make that backfield tackle. I think he's just a little juiced, and getting that on footage for them to say like, hey, we need to step up for long term in the end of the season is going to be valuable, because you don't want guys getting hurt going down, and then they got to come in a big crucial moment in a playoff game, and they're not battle tested. They haven't seen it. They haven't got the video footage to correct some of those mistakes. So I think the injuries, they suck, but they could be a blessing in disguise for the long term. And just to top it off with Ayuk, I feel like, yes, $30 million for a receiver, that's just one of the going rates. I really wish he would have accepted that offer earlier in the summer, so we could not miss a skip a beat. But you could just tell, like, and that's one thing I heard you saying earlier, Monte, is when we're not going to force these. Shanahan's offense is not going to force you to play just because he got paid. Brandon Ayuk could step up in other ways. Those downfield blocks, when we got a lot of those running plays, he's huge in that part of the game. And the catch he made, I think it was a third down crucial catch where he did that diving Superman catch, was a huge play. And I just feel like he's going to prove his worth some point in the season, and it's going to be a big moment. And then are we really going to say, man, what did Ayuk do in September? You know, are we really going to go back and revisit that? If he makes a awesome catch in the Super Bowl or a playoff NFC Championship game, like
all will be forgotten. All will be forgotten. And our last couple callers brought to you by the River Islands Guest Line. Go ahead and visit Lathrop. I'm telling you, man. Got to go see what the islands will do for
you. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. Go visit the islands in Lathrop. River Islands in Lathrop.
It's going to be hot in the islands this week, boys. It's going to be toasty. Got to stay hydrated.
99 up the river this week.
Along the Bay Area.
What is
going to
be in Berkeley Saturday?
What is going to be in Berkeley? Well, it's going to be a night game, right? So it's probably going to be perfect.
Did you hear about what they're going to do, College Game Day? Did you hear about the celebrity?
No, who's the celebrity?
I heard they were going to ask Bonte Hill to be celebrity picker next to Lee Corso.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, when you come to the Bay, you got to get the king.
Well, that'd be awesome. They
give me a call. Spadoni, this is why.
Hey, you know what?
No, I'm seeing 93 degrees right here, but that's during the daytime on Saturday.
So it's going to be cooking. Mm-hmm. You know what? They should have me pick, because I've been hitting in college football. K-State -6 over Oklahoma State. That was free money, baby.
Free money.
Free money.
I love it. Just free money.
Avery Johnson did look good. I saw the vision. I saw the vision that Fleming had with this quarterback at K-State. He looked good.
Just a week after the loss.
Just after the loss. You know, it's a weird game.
I saw the vision.
It should not be as a picker. McAfee did have a great line on game day last week, though. They were picking a Bama Georgia game, and Miss Terry, Saban's wife, was there, and it was McAfee's turn. He goes, you know, I had dinner at Saban's house last night, defined establishment, and this school has had the bear, the goat, and now they have the boar. Give me the tie, baby. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
That's a
line. I was like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I will say the college facilities are out of this world. When they followed the camera down the tunnel into the Alabama, because it's an old stadium, but the inside is completely brand new.
They renovated it many times. And it's crazy. When these schools put out the locker rooms, they'll tweet out pictures of the locker rooms and the locker stalls and everything like that. It's just different in the SEC. It's different in the Big Ten.
Wait till I show you
just means more.
Arkansas has a baseball video on their baseball facility. Yeah. Arkansas baseball.
Yeah,
the greatest facility you've ever seen in your life.
They're one of the best college baseball programs out there. They just haven't gotten over the mountaintop when it comes to college baseball and going to the World Series. But they've been the top seed for many, many years. College Game Day in Berkeley. Cal and Miami should have lost that game.
Who will be the celebrity picker? You think they'll go local? Like,
no. I thought DeShaun Jackson, maybe. He's been doing a lot of media tours. Call. They'll get a Cal person.
No, they won't
Marshawn
get
Lynch is probably
Jackson.
The easy one.
You don't think so?
Marshawn Lynch, that's good a good call. I was going to say
that's
Guy Fieri.
One, though.
Guy Fieri's a good one. College Game Day that early.
Cal? Guy Fieri?
No, but he's like kind of like known.
When
for
I think
being
of California, I think of Guy Fieri.
You know?
A little, I guess.
Just think it, because they always go outside the box. Like, who was the guest picker last? It was Miss Terry, Saban's wife, obviously.
And then they just kept showing Saban the whole game.
Yeah, the suite, chilling, taking notes.
I'm so
taking notes. I do love Visa Saban.
Do you?
I'm a big fan of Saban.
I'm not a Georgia fan at all. I'm not trying to, like, but if I was a Georgia fan, I'd be like, hey, come on, I don't really need to hear Saban at halftime talking about my team.
Whatever. Get over it. Saban.
Can't believe they almost blew that 20. Hey, they did blow the 28-point lead. Right. It's pretty unbelievable.
You got your coach from, I know Kirby Smart attended Georgia and played at Georgia, but also made his coaching name at the University of Alabama. Thanks, Saban, for that, Georgia fans. I do. You ever watch a documentary with Saban and Belichick?
It's incredible.
Yeah, I love Nick Saban. Love Nick Saban.
I just don't love him on some panels where he's looking over at McAfee like, just shut up.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know.
McAfee's like shirtless.
Saban is funny. Damn, Saban's going to be a College Game Day, Cal Berkeley. Wow.
Herbie was so much better on college. It's like night and day. It's night and day hearing him on college versus the Amazon Prime. Like, Al's got to go. I mean, it's just.
I was going to say, it's night and day between Fowler and his energy and then Al Michaels. It's not even close.
I mean, Joe Davis and Greg, who was it? Greg Olson and who was it yesterday?
Joe Davis.
Amazing. Like, get Al out of here. Al, you got to go, bud. Love you. Got to go. It's over.
Well, then someone's going to be probably replacing Joe Davis because he's going to start doing some Sunday games for baseball season coming up, right?
Who's going to get October. Elevated?
Didn't even think of that.
Who's going to get elevated then?
Maybe your boy Coogler.
Ah, Kevin Coogler. Oh, who's my Coogler been with? Goodness.
Who's he been with this year?
The Cougs? I think Moose. I think Moose is with Coogler now.
See, Coogler's underrated. Coogler needs to be like on the C team.
You're thinking of Andrew Catalan for CBS.
Andrew Catalan, CBS. Yeah, he's solid.
He's solid. Spiroditis.
Yeah, Spiroditis. All right, Eagle. Damn, Cal Miami, 7:30 at night. That's going to be a long game.
On second and five, this is Eno Benjamin. A little hop step, and oh, he trucked Drake Kirkpatrick and takes it in for the touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
How many interviews
Cardinals
do you think?
Cardinals next week.
Yeah, I mean, how many interviews do you think Coogler does? Because we may be the only radio station to give Kevin Coogler an interview. He accepted it quick, too. Huh? He was like, yeah, I'll come on with these guys. We can't get a Fox play-by-play announcer to save our lives. I'm like, go get Kevin Coogler. 2 hours later, Coogler, tomorrow, 8:30. It's like, man, underrated.
We had Olsen last year. He was really good.
We did have Olsen. And he came by in the NFC Championship. I was like, hey, Greg, man, thanks. Came over, shook the hand, like, come on anytime. We tried to get him last week. That was a lie. He will come on anytime. He's a busy man. This busy man.
We're all over the place.
He was just really coming off that high of that Miami win over Virginia Tech.
He was. He's feeling it. He was at the Swamp when they beat up the Gators at the Swamp. He was on the sidelines.
And he was the star of the McCaffrey wedding, boys.
That's right. Well, Shanahan was the star of the McCaffrey wedding.
Did they know about the Achilles before or after the wedding?
I mean, I want to know, was he dancing in dress shoes?
Was he limping down the aisle? How's his footwork?
Did they know he had a bilateral Achilles tendon thing?
Achilles tendon. I can't believe that got out, man. I cannot believe that got out. Unbelievable.
You think he even plays a snap this year?
Shasky, what did I say?
No, I know, but I'm asking. Do you think he even plays a snap?
No, I told you, whatever we get from him.
No, it's not that. That's a different question.
No, it is the same question.
Will he dress up and try to get a carry?
If he does that, it is a bonus.
Okay. I think he's going to try to suit up.
Yeah, well, no doubt he is. Oh, how about this? I think he's going to be in Hawaii, though. Guest picker on College Game Day. Stephen Curry. But I think he's going to be in Hawaii.
He's almost too big.
I think Aaron Rodgers like joins through Zoom or something to be the picker. I mean, it's Pat McAfee hosting, so.
I thought he doesn't like his time at Cal.
Well, no, he's back with Cal now because he's friends with Justin Wilcox.
I think he donated a lot of money to their renovated locker room or whatever.
Okay.
I know you guys love him.
That's a big loss yesterday. Him and Salah don't get along, huh? You see his post-game press.
Oh, who could have seen that coming?
Salah said.
Aaron Rodgers not getting along with someone? That's never happened before.
Well, Salah was talking about the cadence, said we need to shorten up our cadences. Shorten up our cadence. And then, you know, Rodgers gets up there and says, well, we've only had one false start this year, so cadence has been fine.
He's been doing his own research when it comes to cadences, so really he knows more than a lot of these coaches.
Yeah.
In a dark room. The best jersey I saw, Jets, week one, a guy had an ayahuasca jersey in front of me with a number 8.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh!
Falcon Rob Mexico jerseys.
Well, that's my Mexico. Brother's gamer tag for the longest time was Ron Mexico 831.
Such a good one. So the kid put Michael Vick with a dog on his
Ryan
Instagram?
Yeah, Ryan Williams, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, we know what that means.
Oh, boy.
It's Michael Vick petting a dog with the brains. It's not good. Why are you laughing? It's not good.
Stop it.
Why are you laughing?
God. Hey, that's stupid. Don't say that again.
I know what he's trying to interpret, saying that, hey, I own the Bulldogs. That's what he's trying to say. I own the Bulldogs, but it's, you know, he's 17 years old. Kids make mistakes.
He probably wasn't even alive when that happened, right?
Sam, I don't know if you know this, but over the weekend, Bonte went out to a game Friday night, and I went out to a game on Saturday, and I've identified the next three offensive linemen for the San Francisco 49ers. It is the Reardon offensive line. These guys looked like they were, A, twice my age, and they were like 6'6", 300. I don't know how big these guys were. It's the largest human beings I've ever seen. Their offensive line is amazing.
Well, SI has an offensive lineman coming next week who hasn't played yet due to transfer rules.
Okay.
And he's getting scouted by SEC teams.
Really?
Yeah, this guy is legit. This guy is...
Reardon was up 49-14 in the second quarter. The big game of the weekend was Sarah SI. SI first win against Sarah since like 2017-2018. 21-20. You were there, huh?
I was there.
How Friday was the Night weather?
Lights. Oh, it was great. Great vibe. It was unbelievable. I love high school football. I try to get out to a game, and, you know, basketball season is coming, so I won't be able to get out. But I had the De La Salle game on my phone because Jane Jefferson.
Going crazy.
To my sister Camille, I was texting her. Her son is just doing unbelievable things. I'm just like, this guy's playing on another he's on another planet. And a lot of guys were at that game. My boy Front Office, my guy Darius Bright. They're all at that game at El Cerrito. It's like, yo, that kid is cold. And then the SI is like, yo, this Jane Jefferson, everybody knows about him. This guy's a star. So anyway, SI's got this lineman coming back, 6'4", 380. He was on the sidelines of the jersey.
Wait,
coming back
6'4", 380?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
380?
It's from my guy Greg Moore. I saw this guy Greg Moore at the game. He DM'd me. And his brother went to Washington, so we chopped it up a little bit. But because next week it's written, this kid, 6'4", 380, has great footwork and amazing speed for a guy his size. And he was jumping around. They say this guy's getting scouted by SEC teams. So SI's got a couple linemen that are huge. And, you know, adversity, right? We talk about the 49ers facing adversity. Those kids from SI was down 20-7 in the fourth quarter. Looked like the game was getting away from them. And they hung in there, hung in there, hung in there, hung in there. And they still at the end, Mr. Hogan. Mr. Hogan, I saw him after the game. He's running so well. He was basically a player of the week. Had the game-winning touchdown from 30 yards out. They had a corner, Wiley. Dante Wiley's cousin. Dante Wiley's cousin plays corner for San Ignatius. Dante Wiley, a roaster here.
I didn't
here.
Know that.
His corner had two picks. His cousin had two picks in that game. So it was fun to get out there for high school football, man. I love high school football in general. And it sets the tone for the weekend. I felt like the SI Sarah game set the in Miami VTech, of course, set the tone for the entire weekend. Love football season. Got to love it. Woo!
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
What?
Who do you need to hear from today at Warrior Media Day? Steiny and Goo are going to be on from Chase. Who do you want to hear from?
Shot, you talking to me.
Oh, I didn't even think about him.
We're going to hear from everybody. Actually going to jam down there right after the show, see what's going on down there. You know, I got to make my rounds.
Yeah, the Kings got to, you know, roll the carpet out.
Got a whole court.
You know.
What's that?
You know, got a whole court, you know.
Got a whole court.
You know.
I mean, he is also not just the king, but the unofficial mayor of Chase Center, so need that presence.
You said it, not me.
You did say
you said it, not me.
You said it last week.
No, you said it, not me.
You're the one who said last week you're the unofficial mayor of Chase Center.
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
you guys
think
said
I'm just
it.
Coming up with that term on my own?
Yes,
I am regurgitating what you said.
You guys make up a lot of things on the show. Make up a lot of things. Like, there's people
Bonta
out there,
Hill will never lie.
No, there's people who say, who gave you the king nickname? I said, I don't know. I don't give myself nicknames, man. That's what the phonies do. Bonta Hill, will never lie to you ever again. You know what? Y'all want to piss me off? Y'all want to piss me off, huh? You know what? I know how to leave this building with a smile on my face. Let's go out to the lines. The River Island guest line. Let's hear from my homegirl, Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony?
Bonte, good morning. Okay, this is a prediction I'm putting in. Does that quarterback Beck play for Mississippi? That dude's the real deal.
Jackson Dart? Why, they lost the game, Tony.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That dude is coming. That dude has such a presence, it's not even funny. Right. Okay. And what I also want to say is Purdy, see, he's going to have to vibe with Beck one day. But Purdy's got it going on. And also, O'Connell, as Sam told me the last name I had, O'Donnell. Anyway, O'Connell, that dude is a QB whisperer. Look what he's doing with
Sam Darnold.
That's his name that you...
4-0,
I mean,
Sam Darnold.
That is unbelievable. That, see, we just need one of those college coaches with all that vigor to replace Shanahan in the fourth. I mean, those guys, it's like Shanahan is dead compared to these college coaches. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I'm always agreeing
with you. It's hard to agree when I don't understand.
Well, that's, you know what, Tony? You hung up on her? Why'd you hang up on her?
She was done. She hung up.
You don't agree with her because you're never in the zone. You got to get in the zone, Shasky.
I'm like Ayuk. I'm trying to get ramped up here. Yeah.
Well, he did. He had the first down catch, and he was doing the first down mark. He's showing some swagger. You got to get in the zone like my boy Soren Helmel. The game-winning drive for SI, 83 yards to take the go-ahead lead. I'm high on my SI Wildcats right now. Shake your heart. Shout out. Tough one for you, Twan and Pat Holmes.
Did you stand on the SI side?
I was under the scoreboard.
You were neutral. You
I was
were
staying
like,
low key.
You were like birdie and above the rim.
Listen, I was staying low key. The bleachers were packed. Packed. Standing room only. Packed. I needed some time to breathe a little bit. You know, just wanted to watch football because it's tough. When you're out and about, and, you know, people want to chat and you want to chat back and talk Warriors, but I want to watch football. It's the type of place to talk Warriors. So yeah, Chase Wiley, two picks. That's Dante's cousin. Can you believe that?
Fast Five.
Cheers.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Why are you hating on SI?
My wife went to SI. All
right. Yeah, why you hating on them?
Here's my final thought.
It's because Reardon gifted you a diploma. Now you hating on SI.
I don't know.
I had to earn it. Okawanu, number 91. Number 91. There's nothing better in sports when someone comes out of completely nowhere and just starts making plays. This might be my new favorite player on the 49ers for right now. Okawanu, number 91. What an incredible story this guy has, where he just started playing football less than 10 years ago, and he came from another country. The middle of the country was in a civil war. Just absolutely incredible. And to hear, you know, the joy on his face and to see the smile and everything, it was just, I love it. A 91, making plays for the Niners. Let's go.
You know, I see this text here, Comcast Business Text Line. Bro, how does Bonte ride with that? Side of Rich Kid School, SHCP. Look, I went to Washington, but right now I represent the city in the Bay Area. And I got friends at Sarah, I got friends at SI, I got friends at Ritter, I got friends at Sycamore, I got friends there, got friends all over the place. But you got to give love. Show love to give love, right? And right now, SI deserves some love. Reardon deserves some love. They're going to tangle next Friday under their lights in the sunset at St. Ignatius. It's going to be a hell of a football game. But shout out to SI for winning that. And then De La Salle, man. They're going over to Europe. They're playing NFL Europe next week. Yeah, playing the Tottenham Stadium. Tottenham Stadium. Shout out De La Salle. They got a shot to win state this year, so that's what my final thought.
Tottenham with a big win over Manchester United over the weekend. Bruno Fernandes with his first ever Premier League red card.
Wow.
Tough. You can't have those cleats up, guys. It's just
Old Trafford, man. You struggling.
Yeah, I hate to see
how
that.
How about Liverpool?
Christian Pulisic, by the way, balling for AC Milan. Our American. We love to see it. We also love to see Antonio Pierce apologizing for a mistake he made after the game. Obviously, last week they got a tough L to Andy Dalton, the Panthers, and he said some players making business decisions and that the team was also going to make business decisions. He apologized for that comment yesterday. Well, helps to win and then apologize for something. But he apologized nonetheless and said, I shouldn't have said that. It was a distraction. I own that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what true leadership is all about. Taking notes, Doug Peterson?
Guys, all I got to say is it's great to be a Miami Hurricane. 5-0. We're bringing game day out here. Oh, I am so stoked for Cal Miami. Say it with me, everybody. I said it's great to be a Miami Hurricane. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane. It's all about the U, guys.
That's a walk-off.
You guys will lose soon. You guys are
they
not
might lose
well.
Next week.
You guys.
I'm sorry, 1-4? What's up?
The downfall's coming hard for Miami. I cannot wait for it either.
Oh, 1-4?
That's fine. When's the last time y'all won the national championship? At least you didn't come with some garbage Giants take, Lubman. I'll say that. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. That's it for us. We'll do better tomorrow. Promise you.